I'm Jeff Wells, and you're listening to Walk Among Heroes podcast, episode 4 from our awesome trip to Europe with Mr. Reed Clanton. First time back to Europe in 78 years since he left Europe in 1945 following the conclusion of World War II. And we've just had an amazing, amazing experience. And I think Mr. and Mrs. Clanton, everybody in our group has just been touched by the entire emotion of his return. This particular episode is going to be a narrative of the D-Day 78th anniversary, Colville-sur-Mer American Cemetery, which is the main cemetery in Normandy that everybody goes to. It's the famous one that you see all of the looking over the cliff out down on Omaha Beach. You see all the pictures of the trees and the immaculately groomed and trimmed landscaping. It's just beautiful is not the right word because of the magnitude of what it means, but it is a perfectly manicured place to go, and it's just very hard to explain if you've never been there. So that's what this episode's going to be. Mr. Clanton was part of the ceremony. He was on stage along with the other World War II veterans. The ceremony itself lasted about an hour. General Mark Milley was the guest of honor. He provided the keynote address. He is, of course, the chairman of our Joint Chiefs of Staff. After the ceremony, he came over, he mingled with Mr. Clanton, with the other World War II veterans, gave them coins. Really, really was a nice guy, despite, I know he's been enthralled in a lot of politics over the last couple of years, but really was an amazing guy. I really would like if pay attention to the chaplain's opening prayer. Talk about inspiring. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you listen to that, and you're just ready to go. I mean, just unbelievable. We've listened to it here amongst our group probably 5 or 6 times since the conclusion of the ceremony. So overall, just an awesome ceremony, awesome day. After the ceremony, we went down to Omaha Beach, and we gave Mr. Clanton a time to reflect a little bit, and I read Eisenhower's order of the day, which he gave all of the troops on June 6, 1944, D-Day. Read that out loud, read that for Mr. Clanton, gave him an opportunity to spend some time with Mrs. Clanton. Of course, anywhere he goes, he's treated like a celebrity, and people come from all over and they surround him. So there wasn't a whole lot of privacy, but he enjoys mingling with the kids and taking pictures with the kids and taking pictures of people. And overall, it was just a very, very positive experience. So without further ado, here is the footage from the Colville-sur-Mer Normandy American Cemetery on the 78th anniversary of D-Day.
Terry, as the ceremony is about to begin, we thank you to turn off your mobile phones.
Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue au cimetière américain de Normandie. La cérémonie étant sur le point de commencer, nous vous remercions d'éteindre vos téléphones portables.
Today's flyover was brought to you by the 86th Airlift Wing, hosted at Ramstein Air Force Base, Germany.
Le survol d'aujourd'hui était du 86e escadre de transport aérien, hôte de la base aérienne de Ramstein, Allemagne.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the arrival of the official party, the posting of the U.S. Color Guard, the national anthems of France and the United States of America.
Mesdames et messieurs, veuillez-vous lever pour l'arrivée du cortège officiel de la garde d'honneur américaine, les hymnes nationaux de la France et des États-Unis d'Amérique.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Veuillez vous vous asseoir, s'il vous plaît. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce Mr. Edmund Ryan, Director of Cemetery Operations for the American Battle Monuments Commission. Mesdames et messieurs, je vous présente Monsieur Edmond Ryan, directeur des opérations de la commune américaine des monuments de guerre.
Bonjour. Good morning. Honorable Denise Campbell-Bauer, U.S. Ambassador to France and Monaco. Monsieur le sous-préfet de Lisieux, Guillaume de Récollet. General Mark Melly, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Madame la Sénatrice de Calvados, Corinne Ferré. Monsieur le maire de Colvier-sur-Mer, Patrick Tomy, Mr. Donny Edwards, Best Defense Foundation. Honored World War II veterans and families. Senior military officers, elected officials, distinguished guests, welcome. My name is Ed Ryan. I am privileged to serve as Director of Cemetery Operations for the American Battle Monuments Commission. The commission was established by the United States Congress in 1923 to commemorate the service of America's armed forces wherever they have served our nation's entry since World War I. Originally chaired by General of the Army's John J. Pershing, the American Battle Monuments Commission continues to honor the memory of thousands of fallen comrades who made the ultimate sacrifice in our country's wars. Today, the American Battle Monuments Commission operates and maintains 26 American military cemeteries and 32 federal monuments throughout the world. On these sacred grounds today, we commemorate the Normandy campaign, which began with the June 6, 1944 D-Day invasion and terminated with the liberation of Paris in August of 1944. At Normandy American Cemetery, we have the honor of recognizing the service and sacrifice of more than 9,300 Americans interred here and over 1,500 names inscribed on the walls of the missing. They rest here forever, far from home, in foreign soil, but they have been welcomed by friends, and their presence is a constant reminder of the enduring relationship between the United States and the French Republic. We remain committed to ensuring that their stories are imparted to future generations, so that in some small way, we can uphold General Pershing's promise that time will not dim the glory of their deeds. Next year, the Commission will celebrate its centennial anniversary, having faithfully kept a 100-year promise to the families of our fallen, that the sacrifice of their loved ones will always be honored and their memories will never die. These cemeteries are more than just a final resting place. They are the stories of the United States of America. They are the legacies of our families. They are a physical reminder of our values and of who we are as a nation of free people. Thank you for being here today to honor these brave warriors who gave their lives for our freedom and the freedom of others. Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Monsieur, merci, Monsieur Ryan. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand now for the national anthems of the United States of America and France? Mesdames et messieurs, veuillez-vous lever pour les hymnes nationaux des États-Unis d'Amérique et de la France.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. Mesdames et messieurs, veuillez-vous vous asseoir. The prayers will now be delivered by U.S. Army Chaplain Captain Vernon G. Snyder IV. Les prières seront maintenant prononcées par l'aumônier le capitaine Vernon G. Snyder IV, membre des forces armées américaines.
I invite you to pray with me according to your faith tradition. Almighty God, author of beautiful spacious skies and amber waves of grain, the purple mountain majesty above the fruited plain, you created mankind in your image, wonderfully diverse, irrevocably equal. You commissioned us to care for the world and to care for one another, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. But these shores of Normandy bear witness to a time when evil powers and principalities rejected justice, hated mercy, and arrogantly campaigned to oppress the people of the free world. With dignity and bravery, the people resisted, yet suffered under the heavy yoke of equal occupation. The people prayed for a miracle. They prayed for freedom. God, you answered those prayers. 78 years ago, God, you opened up the floodgates of heaven and rained down paratroopers, showering mercy on the oppressed and justice upon the oppressor. You made your seas swell with sailors and soldiers, crashing waves of liberation upon beaches and fields of sacrifice. You filled the skies with airmen, dropping payloads of punishment upon the persecutors of liberty-loving landscapes. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for the women and men of the greatest generation, those beautiful heroes who proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. Lest we forget, we now stand upon these sacred shores 78 years later. Oh God, carry us upon the winds of their legacy, emboldened by the strength of heart, to carry on the banner of freedom, united as one people, striving towards a more perfect union and a world with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Captain Snyder. Merci, Capitaine Snyder. Today is the Jewish holy day of Shavuot. I will now read a speech on behalf of Monsieur Lassim Levy, President of the Jewish Communities of Normandy. Aujourd'hui est le jour saint juif de Shavuot. Je vais maintenant lire un discours de Monsieur Lassim Levy, President des Communautés Juives de Normandie. Honor to you, young American soldiers. You who rest in peace here at Colleville-sur-Mer in Normandy, far from your native soil. For your bravery on the 6th of June 1944 landing has been an act of heroism. It enabled the Allied forces to liberate France, then Europe, which Hitler wanted to subjugate by his destructive Nazi regime. Today, this 6th of June, 2022, a day of remembrance, the Jewish communities of Normandy do not forget you. In all our synagogues, we are in prayer to celebrate the gift of the Torah, or the Pentateuch, which we also call the Bible. This Torah, which our prophet Moses received on Mount Sinai, and which we read from precisely today, the Ten Commandments. They are the foundation of Judaism, both on the religious plane, moral, and social, with a humanitarian face to ensure the triumph of the fundamental values of justice, truth, love, and solidarity.
The Jewish community of Caen has already blessed here all these brave soldiers on Memorial Day, the Sunday, the 29th of May, 2022. By our prayers on this day of the Jewish Pentecost, we pay tribute to your courage and to your devotion. You young American soldiers, rest in peace, and may your souls be blessed. Honneur à vous, jeunes soldats américains, vous qui reposez en paix ici, à Colleville-sur-Mer en Normandie, loin de votre terre natale. Par votre bravoure, ce débarquement du 6 juin 1944 a été un acte d'héroïsme. Il a permis aux forces alliées de libérer la France, puis l'Europe, qu'Hitler voulait assujettir par son régime nazi destructeur. En ce 6 juin 2022, jour voué au souvenir, les communautés israélites de Normandie ne vous oublient pas. Dans toutes nos synagogues, nous sommes en prière pour célébrer le don de la Torah, ou Pentateuch, que l'on appelle aussi la Bible. Cette Torah que notre prophète Moïse reçut au mont Sinaï et dont nous lisons précisément aujourd'hui les 10 commandements, ils sont le fondement du judaïsme à la fois sur le plan religieux, moral et social, avec une ouverture humanitaire pour faire triompher ces valeurs fondamentales de justice, vérité, amour et solidarité. La communauté israélite de Caen est déjà venue bénir ici tous ces valeureux soldats pour le Memorial Day le dimanche 29 mai 2022. Par nos prières en ce jour de la Pentecôte israélite, nous rendons hommage à votre courage et à votre dévouement. Vous, jeunes soldats américains, reposez en paix et que votre âme soit bénie. I now introduce Army General Mark A. Milley, U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Mesdames et messieurs, le général Mark A. Milley, chef d'état-major des armées des États-Unis.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us here today on this solemn occasion, the 78th anniversary of the landings at D-Day. And Ambassador Bauer and the prefect and the mayor and all the other dignitaries, the general officers, senior non-commissioned officers, all of you, thank you for being here. And most of all, thank you, the veterans of Normandy. Thank you, the veterans of World War II. Thank you to the greatest generation for the peace that you gave us. On this day, almost exactly 78 years ago, the invasion of Normandy began. Actually, last night, with the dropping of paratroopers in the 82nd Airborne Division, the 101st Airborne Division, and the British 1st Airborne Division. The road on top of this bluff was just cleared moments ago, 78 years in the past. The first vehicles were loaded with ammunition. They began moving inland right about now from the beach, and it signaled that Europe would soon be free of tyranny. Almost 5 years before D-Day, Nazi Germany invaded Poland. The first bomb was dropped at 0520 hours on the 1st of September, 1939. And the people of Western Europe hoped that they would not be next. But the world reacted too slowly to Hitler's war machine. In a mere 9 months, the Wehrmacht destroyed European democracies and replaced that with authoritarian, fascist, Nazi rule. 9 months of destruction it would take the Allies almost 5 years to defeat. And it would take decades for Europe to rebuild. The invasion of Poland wasn't met with a unified defense. The world did not come to Poland's defense. Armed shipments and offers of aid didn't happen. World leaders thought they could appease Hitler and his war machine. They thought they would be safe. They would be wrong. They ignored the Anschluss. They ignored Sudetenland. They ignored the proxy war in Spain. They ignored the fascist invasion of Ethiopia. And then there was Poland. Aggression left unanswered always leads to more aggression. It took 5 years, five long, hard years, to defeat Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. And it took millions of people suffering hardships and death, along with the industrial level murder of 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. The cost was born here, here at the beaches of Normandy 78 years ago. Ordinary people from all walks of life came together to serve the cause of liberty. Early in the morning on 6 June, as the German defenders on these bluffs looked out to sea, they bore witness to the first plumes of black smoke as 700 Allied ships disembarked 137 Allied soldiers from several different countries that would storm the beaches of Normandy and relentlessly turn back the Nazi tide. As the smoke grew nearer, the German defenders saw a sky blackened with Allied aircraft. Then the shells from 16-inch guns on the battleships would rain down shrapnel and death and destruction, breaking the morning silence. Inbound on this beach were 6 United States divisions, 4 British divisions, and 1 Canadian division across the beaches of Normandy, Omaha, Utah, Gold, and Juneau. They combined to make the greatest airborne amphibious assault in human history. Over the course of the next 8 weeks, between 6 June 1944 and the beginning of August, 19 U.S. divisions, bigger than the entire United States Army today, almost twice the Army size of today, 19 divisions fought in those 8 weeks. And 236,386 Allied soldiers were killed or wounded in a mere 8 weeks. In the 24 hours of D-Day, just within about a 60-minute drive from here up and down the beaches, 4,414 Allied troops gave the last full measure of devotion, and 2,501 of them were Americans. Just on that one day. Buried here are 3 Medal of Honor recipients, Brigadier General Teddy Roosevelt Jr., Jimmy Monteith, and Frank Perigord. These Americans and so many others gave their lives for more than a slice of earth, thousands of miles from their place of birth. They gave their lives so that others would be free. And they gave their lives to create a better peace. Between 1914, the beginning of World War I, and 1945, the end of World War II, 150 million people were slaughtered. 150 million people were slaughtered in the conduct of great power war. It has been almost 8 decades since the defeat of Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan and fascist Italy. But we are again seeing death and destruction on the European continent. While Kiev may be 2,000 kilometers from here, they too, right now, today, are experiencing the same horrors that the French citizens experienced in World War II at the hands of the Nazi invaders. The world has come together in support of the defense of Ukraine against a determined invader. The fight for Ukraine is about honoring these veterans of World War II. It's about maintaining the so-called global rules-based international order, the order that was established by the dead that are buried here at this cemetery. Underlying that order is the principle that strong countries cannot just invade small countries, that might does not make right, that aggression can never be left to stand. Each country is sovereign, and each country has a right to their territorial integrity. The veterans of Normandy, they fought for that. They died for that. They fought for a better peace. In the words of our World War II president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he said on this day, over the radio, he said, Almighty God, our sons, the pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, to preserve our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. 3 years ago, I was here at the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and I asked one of the veterans in his wheelchair, a veteran of the landing, he's with the Big Red One, 1st Infantry Division, and I asked him what his biggest lesson was from World War II. I expected him to give me some sort of tactical advice on tactics of movement and maneuver. He did not. He teared up in his eyes and he looked at me from his wheelchair and he said, General, never let it happen again. Never let it happen again. So here we are at Omaha Beach, at the cemetery in Colville-sur-Mer. Here we are, and today, all of us should recommit ourselves to the cause for which they fought and died. Recommit ourselves to fulfill the wishes of those who gave their lives in the horrible crucible of combat in this mighty endeavor. This mighty endeavor to ensure that we will continue the peace, maintain that great peace for another 78 years. Let not those who lay here be the last witness to a time when allies come together to defeat tyranny. Let us all band together as allies, partners, and friends. Let us continue to stand shoulder to shoulder as an alliance in the common cause of freedom and liberty. Let us continue to stand together for the next century and ensure that peace remains on the continent of Europe, and that a generation of men and women did not grow up and suffer the scourge of war. Let us guarantee to these veterans here today, to both living and dead, that we will carry on with their cause. Our peace was paid for in their blood, and that which is paid for in blood must never be given away. Let us recommit to what that Normandy veteran told me. Let us recommit to never let it happen again. May God bless France, may God bless the United States of America, and may God bless the veterans of Normandy. Thank you.
Thank you, General Milley. Merci, General Millet. I introduce to you the mayor of Colville-sur-Mer and president of the intermunicipality Isigny-Omaha, Monsieur Patrick Tomine. Le maire de Colville-sur-Mer et président d'Isigny-Omaha Intercom, Monsieur Patrick Tomine.
Mesdames et messieurs les vétérans, Madame l'ambassadrice des États-Unis d'Amérique, Monsieur le chef d'état-major des armées américaines, Monsieur le sous-préfet, Madame la sénatrice, Monsieur le conseiller régional, Mesdames et messieurs les maires, chers collègues, Monsieur le surintendant du cimetière militaire américain, Monsieur le président de la Best Defense Foundation, Mesdames, Messieurs, c'est avec un grand plaisir que je suis à vos côtés ce matin. C'est pour moi un honneur et une très grande joie de vous accueillir à Colville-sur-Mer, dans ce cimetière militaire, terre de souvenirs et d'émotions. Nous sommes fiers, pour commémorer ce 6 juin, d'avoir à nos côtés tous ces vétérans venus honorer leurs collègues morts au combat sur cette plage. Vous êtes venus, après un long voyage, nous montrer encore une fois tout le courage qu'il a fallu à tous vos compagnons d'armes de venir délivrer notre continent de l'oppression et de la tyrannie. Nous avons l'impression que l'histoire est un éternel recommencement. Depuis 3 mois, l'Ukraine, pays démocratique et souverain, fait face à une invasion massive et violente comme celle que nous avons connue en 1939. Depuis notre libération en juin 1944, nous commémorons chaque année, à la même date, notre liberté. Nous enseignons à nos enfants, petits-enfants, la liberté, l'égalité et la fraternité. Aujourd'hui, ce devoir de mémoire que nous avons si souvent mis à l'honneur sur notre territoire devient une réalité marquante et tragique pour toute une population. 78 ans ont passé et personne n'a oublié que c'est ici que s'est joué, un jour de juin 1944, le destin du monde, que chacun aujourd'hui doit se souvenir du fracas des armes qui s'est abattu ce jour-là sur nos plages et nos campagnes. Les croix blanches de nos cimetières militaires, telles que celui que nous foulons, nous rappellent chaque jour que cette paix reste encore quelque chose de fragile et qu'il ne faut jamais oublier la chance que nous avons de vivre en Europe dans cette paix presque durable. C'est cela que nous célébrons chaque année à l'occasion des anniversaires du 6 juin 1944. Des liens de cœur et d'amitié se sont au fil des années, des anniversaires, des commémorations, des discours et des accolades tissés, noués, ici même sur nos plages, dans nos cimetières. Nous n'oublierons jamais l'histoire de ces hommes, la communion qui a pu exister avec la population normande tout au long de ces dernières années et la joie dans leur cœur de pouvoir partager ces moments avec vous. Pour tous ces vétérans, de voir rayonner aujourd'hui cette plage, leur rappeler que leur mission, leur sacrifice avaient servi et leur devoir accompli. Hier, nos aînés étaient tous frères d'armes. Aujourd'hui, à travers notre présence ici, nous sommes tous des frères de mémoire. À toute la nation américaine qui partage avec nous ces instants de recueillement, à ces femmes et à ces hommes qui ont payé le lourd tribut de ces journées héroïques, nous voulons exprimer le message de l'amitié et de la gratitude. Nous sommes venus ici, par ce dépôt de germes, commémorer, nous souvenir et porter à travers le monde ce message. Oui, il y a toujours un possible chemin pour la paix, pourvu que l'on n'oublie pas ceux qui, hier, ont combattu pour l'emprunter et faire vivre la liberté. Vive les États-Unis d'Amérique! Vive la France, vive l'Europe. Merci de votre attention.
Merci, Monsieur le Maire. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I now present the President of the Best Defense Foundation. Je vous présente le président de Best Foundation, Best Defense Foundation, Monsieur Donnie Edwards, Mr. Donnie Edwards.
Good morning. 78 years ago today, the view overlooking Omaha Beach was very different. Rather than an open sea, Omaha Beach led to a sea of uniforms. Uniforms worn by courageous men united by one thing, the desire to guarantee liberty and freedom for all. D-Day marked a day hundreds of thousands of ordinary people, not just from the United States, but also from different parts of the world, would set aside their differences and band together for their values and ideas. Values and ideas that are very much alive and well today, thanks to you. To you veterans, look around and tell me what you see. I tell you what I see. I see a free Normandy, I see a free France, and I see a Europe that is a beacon of liberty, hope, and justice. I see a world that looks back at the events 78 years ago as a starting point for what we achieve today. For one, for your efforts, if it weren't for the sacrifice of thousands of others, the world we live in will be a different place. Thousands died on that eventful day, but nevertheless, they did not die in vain. The fact that we are all here today is a testament of that fact. Notwithstanding this, events commemorating past events such as this one are significant indeed. Today, we remember what you all have gone through on that eventful day. We remember those who lost their lives fighting tyranny and oppression. We also remember the price that the free world had to pay in order to guarantee freedom, safety, and the security of Europe as a whole. And while I'm sure that France and the rest of Europe hold what you did in high esteem, I would also remark that values such as freedom, liberty, are not only fought for only one time. On the contrary, values and ideas will be challenged over and over again by those holding tyrannical beliefs. And when that inevitable happens, it will be our job and our duty to defend these values just as you did 78 years ago today. To our World War II veterans, we owe you a debt of gratitude for what you did for us. While we cannot ever hope to repay this debt, but what we can do, however, is live in a way that honors you and your peers. And while I cannot force others to live in this way, allow me to say that I will do my very best to be living proof of your memory. We will take it from here as your best defense to keep history and your legacy alive for generations to come. I promise you, we will never forget. It's been my honor of my life to speak in front of you today. Thank you and merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Merci, Mr. Edwards. I now introduce the sub-prefect of Lisieux representing the French Republic. Le sous-préfet de Lisieux représentant la République française, Monsieur Guillaume Le Ricollet.
Chers vétérans, Madame l'ambassadrice des États-Unis, mon général, Monsieur le maire, Madame la sénatrice, Mesdames, Messieurs les élus, Mesdames, Messieurs, c'est un honneur pour moi de me trouver aujourd'hui à vos côtés, en ce lieu chargé d'histoire et d'émotion, et de pouvoir m'y exprimer au nom de la République française. La plage d'Omaha et ce cimetière militaire américain de Colville-sur-Mer constitue une unité à part en Normandie. Une somme de lieux uniques qui interpelle d'emblée. Ici, à quelques mètres de cette plage, et face à ces milliers de sépultures, que se traduit pleinement ce que fut la fureur des terribles combats engagés au matin du 6 juin 1944. C'est ici que s'affirment les valeurs qui étaient défendues et portées par ces dizaines de milliers de très jeunes combattants américains qui avaient mis leur destin au service de la libération des peuples. Et c'est certainement ici même que s'expriment le mieux la profondeur, la force et l'intensité des liens qui unissent les États-Unis d'Amérique et la France. Ces liens qui nous rassemblent remontent loin dans notre histoire, à commencer par la lutte d'indépendance qui donna naissance aux États-Unis d'Amérique. Puis c'est au cours des heures les plus noires du XXe siècle, au cœur des deux guerres mondiales, qu'ils se sont encore renforcés et enrichis. Ensemble, dans l'adversité, nous avons combattu et souffert pour les idées universelles de liberté, de tolérance, d'égalité des droits, de paix. Ces idéaux partagés qui sont le cible de nos liens. En 1944, les hommes inhumés ici ont changé le cours de notre histoire et de l'histoire du monde. 78 ans après, nous sommes toujours aussi recueillis et émus autour de leur sépulture. Notre respect pour eux est profond. Notre fidélité à leur souvenir est sans faille. Notre volonté de les honorer est inébranlable. Ils sont la fierté des États-Unis d'Amérique. Ils sont aussi la fierté de la France. Cette terre porte leur âme et leur sang. Cette terre de Normandie sera éternellement la leur. L'esprit et les valeurs portées par tous ces combattants du D-Day sont pour nous tous une source d'inspiration et d'ardeur nouvelle. Ces sépultures de combattants nous interpellent et nous obligent. Elles nous rappellent à nos devoirs, à notre responsabilité d'être toujours à la hauteur de leurs sacrifices, de faire vivre en tout temps et en tout lieu l'idéal et les valeurs qui les animaient alors. Aussi, renouvelons ensemble notre engagement à ce que chacune de leurs histoires terribles et glorieuses continue d'être évoquée et transmise, car ces récits font désormais partie du patrimoine commun à nos deux nations. C'est notre mémoire partagée, un bien précieux que nous voulons préserver et entretenir. Ces cérémonies sont pour nous l'occasion de célébrer l'amitié entre les peuples qui ont été engagés en Normandie en 1944 et de célébrer ensemble les valeurs pour lesquelles ces soldats se sont battus. Soyons fiers de l'héritage qu'ils nous ont laissé et soyons reconnaissants de la liberté qui est aujourd'hui la nôtre. Ces moments de partage et de souvenirs autour d'une histoire et de valeurs communes font la force de nos nations et la richesse de l'amitié qui unit nos peuples. Il nous appartient de la faire vivre, il nous appartient de la transmettre. Je vous remercie.
Merci, Monsieur le Sous-Préfet. Thank you, Monsieur le Sous-Préfet. I now introduce the U.S. Ambassador to the French Republic and to the Principality of Monaco, the Honorable Mrs. Denise Campbell-Bauer. Mesdames et Messieurs, Son Excellence l'Ambassadrice des États-Unis d'Amérique auprès de la République française et de la Principauté de Monaco, Madame Denise Campbell-Bauer.
Good morning, cherished veterans, honored guests, friends, ladies and gentlemen. On June 6, 1944, Sergeant Claire P. C.P. Martin landed on Omaha Beach. As he was bringing his radio onto the beach, a tank near him was hit and he was wounded in the face. Yet, he ran onto the beach and began setting up his radio. First Sergeant Clifford Cliff Stump landed on June 6th in a glider. D-Day was just the beginning for him. He fought on in other historic battles, including Bastogne and the Bulge. Staff Sergeant George K. Mullins also landed in a glider, coming down near Utah Beach on June 7th and participating in the Battle for Saint-Colmont. He went on to help liberate Revan and Carentown. Coxswain Richard Dick Ramsey enlisted in 1943 at the age of 20. After a year of training, he was sent to Normandy for the D-Day invasion. It was his first experience in combat. He went on to serve in the Pacific, helping to take Iwo Jima and Okinawa. Staff Sergeant Jake Larson lied about his age to enlist in the National Guard at age 15 in 1938. When he landed on Omaha Beach, he was only 21, but he had been serving for 6 years. Richard Dick Rung was training to be a mechanic when he joined the Navy at 18. He served on Landing Craft Tank 539, bringing troops to Omaha Beach, then evacuating the wounded back to the USS Samuel Chase. Over and over, he crossed the dangerous shallow waters, bringing troops and supplies. Private Charles Shea was a medic assigned to an assault battalion of the Big Red One, the very first wave of June 6, 1944. He rescued drowning, wounded comrades under enemy fire, and he fought across Europe until he was captured in March 1945. These heroes who participated in the landing that day, 78 years ago, honor us here today with their presence. The force. The forces that landed on the beaches of Normandy included 160,000 young men from all over the world. They left behind as many families and communities whose hopes went with them. 160,000 heroes who were heroic in answering the call to service, in sacrificing and fighting so that we could live in peace and prosperity. We live in the world they fought to achieve. As they faced the horrors of combat and loss, they knew the value of peace. We, who have had the luxury of living in peace and prosperity, owe to them a duty to remember what they went through and what price they paid. We have a duty to work just as hard for peace in times of peace as they worked for peace in times of war. There is hardly a stronger reminder of the cost of freedom and peace than these endless rows of graves. 9,386 men and women who died for our freedom, and the 1,557 names on the Tablet of the Missing whose families grieve the uncertainty of their final resting place. Peace can never be taken for granted. Peace is an ongoing process for which we must continue to fight every day of our lives and all around the world. The American Allied forces who landed in Normandy on June 6, 1944, fought to free the French people from the yoke of occupation. Without the contributions of the resistance and the French people, the Allies could not have been successful in pushing the Nazis out of France. They all fought and died for a just cause, the end of fascism and the liberation of Europe. We must remember what was at stake, especially today, as Europe finds itself again under the cloud of war and occupation. We owe it to that memory of those who rest all around us to ask ourselves what sacrifices we are prepared to make in our own lives for the cause of freedom. What we owe to those who made history here and determined the fate of Europe. The world they left us was rebuilt on solidarity, on shared sacrifices, shared values, and shared aspirations. After the war came the Marshall Plan, which was built on the recognition that we must continue to defend our values, even during times of peace. This year, we celebrate the 75th anniversary of that great effort and our collective work to rebuild Europe. It is our duty, in memory of the heroes of this greatest generation that came before us, to fight for peace and to secure a better world for the generation that will come after us. I am honored to be here today to pay homage to all those who took part in the greatest military operation in history, to all those who have fought to end fascism and restore democracy. We thank you. And we vow to honor your sacrifices, not only in our words, but in our deeds. Vive la France, vive les États-Unis, et vive notre belle amitié.
Thank you, Madam Ambassador. Merci, Madame l'Ambassadrice. The benediction will be given by our U.S. Army Chaplain, Captain Vernon G. Snyder IV.
La bénédiction sera donnée par l'aumônier, le Capitaine Vernon G. Snyder IV, membre des Forces armées américaines.
People of the free world, go now in peace, remembering the sacrifice that has been paid by those who have gone before us. We stand now on a firm foundation of freedom, forged by the blood of our brothers and sisters, who gave all so that some might live free. May God have mercy on we Americans. May God bring peace to this world as we continue to link arms with one another, pursuing liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Captain Snyder. Merci, Capitaine Snyder. We shall now conduct the wreath ceremony. As your name is called, please move forward to accept your wreath, as it will be provided to you by a member of the cemetery staff, after which you can move forward to lay your wreath.
Nous allons maintenant procéder au dépôt de gerbe. Lorsque votre nom est appelé, veuillez vous avancer pour prendre votre gerbe qui vous sera remise par un membre du personnel du cimetière, après quoi que vous pourrez avancer pour la déposer.
Five,
U.S. Army General Mark A. Milley, representing the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. Army, United States Armed Forces. Representant les états-majors de l'armée des États-Unis d'Amérique, le général Mark A. Milley. Monsieur Patrick Tomine, representing Colville-sur-Mer and Isigny, Omaha Intercom. Representant Colville-sur-Mer et Isigny, Omaha Intercom. Mrs. Corinne Ferret, representing the French Senate. Representant le Sénat français, Corinne Ferret. U.S. Army General Christopher G. Cavoli, representing the United States Army Europe, Africa. Représentant les armées, l'armée Europe, Afrique, des États-Unis d'Amérique, le général Cavoli. Mr. Cédric Nouvelet, representing the Normandy region. Représentant la région Normandie, Monsieur Cédric Nouvelet. U.S. Army General Stephen J. Townsend, representing the United States Africa Command. Représentant les armées d'Afrique des États-Unis d'Amérique, le général Stephen J. Townsend. Mr. Donnie Edwards, representing the Best Defense Foundation. Representing la Best Defense Foundation, Monsieur Donnie Edwards. Mr. David Chapman, representing Michelin USA. Representant Michelin USA, Monsieur David Chapman. Mrs. Virginie Dur, representing Delta Airlines. La représentante de la Delta Airline, Madame Virginie Dur. Monsieur Guillaume Le Ricollet, representing the Republic of France. Représentant la République française, Monsieur Guillaume Le Ricollet. Mrs. Denise Campbell Bauer, representing the United States of America. Représentant les États-Unis d'Amérique, Madame Denise Campbell Bauer. Mr. Edmund Ryan, representing the American Battle Monuments Commission. Représentant la Commission américaine des monuments de guerre, Monsieur Edmund Ryan. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we render honors to the World War II veterans who are here with us today, and to all those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. We will never forget our debt to them. Remain standing for taps. Mesdames et messieurs, veuillez vous lever pour l'hommage aux survivants de la Seconde Guerre mondiale qui nous sont à côté aujourd'hui et à ceux qui ont consenti l'ultime sacrifice pour notre liberté. Nous libérerons jamais la dette que nous vous avons envers vous.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing until the departure of the U.S. Color Guard and the official party. Mesdames et messieurs, veuillez-vous rester en place jusqu'à départ de la garde d'honneur américaine et des autorités officielles. Ladies and gentlemen, this ends this year's D-Day ceremony at the Normandy American Cemetery. Thank you for your presence here today in honor of those who fought to restore our freedom. We will never forget their sacrifice. Today's ceremony was supported by three generations of American citizen soldiers. The future, represented by our cadets, the present, represented by the members of our armed forces in uniform, and most of all, the shining examples of courage, valor, and service of our World War II veterans here with us today. Mesdames et messieurs, cette cérémonie commémorant le jour J s'achève. Nous comptons de votre présence ici aujourd'hui en l'honneur de ceux qui ont combattu pour restaurer notre liberté. Nous n'oublierons jamais leur sacrifice. La cérémonie d'aujourd'hui a été soutenue par trois générations de soldats citoyens américains. L'avenir, représenté par nos cadets, le présent, représenté par les membres de nos forces armées en uniforme, et surtout, l'exemple brillant de courage, de bravoure et de service de nos anciens combattants de la Seconde Guerre mondiale, ici avec nous, aujourd'hui.
And that concludes episode 4 of our podcast mini-series, which is covering Reed Clanton's return to Europe after 78 years. Just an awesome ceremony with some awesome speeches. Thankfully, they didn't translate everything, which they've done in years past, where every single speaker they translate into both languages takes forever. So thankfully, they didn't do that. They had a couple French speakers. The rest were American, which is awesome. And I think General Milley's speech is really an effective speech. I think he did a very good job. And then again, of course, the chaplain's opening prayer, which is unbelievable. We listened to it many times. After we took Mr. Clanton to the American Cemetery for the 78th anniversary ceremony. We took him around, again, as I mentioned earlier, down to Omaha Beach to reflect and have some quiet time and leave an object there that he found to be special to him. And as a group, we did that as well. We left one object there, buried it in the sand on the beach. After that, we attended a couple other, visited a few other monuments, went to a couple other locations, D-Day commemorations, and again, just an awesome experience for Mr. Clanton. Tomorrow, we're going to spend some time visiting some sites that he hasn't seen. We're going to go out to Utah Beach. We're going to go to Point du Hoc. We're going to go visit, potentially, the German cemetery, and the most important thing, we're going to have lunch with Charles Shea. And Charles Shea, I've interviewed him in the past. You can look up his podcast. But he was a 1st Division, landed on Omaha Beach, first wave as a medic. And it was just brutal. And he saved a lot of lives that day. His brother served in the military. And he now resides in Normandy. And I just really want Mr. Clanton to meet him. He's a really inspiring man. And I know he and Mr. Clanton are going to get along really well. So More to follow here in the next couple days. I want to thank you so much for listening and following along with Mr. Clanton's journey, and thank you for supporting this incredible man.